Blog Talk Radio.
USA Live with your host, John Anchley.
Today on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, it is a tribute to the late, the great Whitney Houston, and we talk about debit card fraud, America. Are you ready? This is stuff you need to know. If you carry a debit card, you may not be as protected as you think. John Anchley. You are listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can join us live at 619-638-8513. That's 619-638-8513. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And our Facebook and Twitter pages are really blowing up with new friends, and we greatly appreciate. Come on today's show, and you can win a copy of OTEP's new book, New World, New Word Order. New Word Order is her new poetry book. And you can listen to today's show and win a free copy. That's coming up in the next few minutes. 619-638-8513 is the number. Also coming up at 11:30, we have a very special song pick in memory of the late, great Whitney Houston. All right, let's get to today's show, America. Debit card fraud. If you think your funds are protected in the event of debit card fraud, you might be surprised to learn that there are certain circumstances that they are not. And this is by creditcards.com. The next time you make a payment with plastic, consider this scary statistic. More than 25% of data breaches in the United States involve credit and debit cards, according to the Identity Theft Resource Service. And you all know how I love long-ass titles. While there are laws that limit consumers' liability for fraudulent charges, there are instances where debit card fraud users may be left footing the bill. The Fair Credit Billing Act limits the liability for unauthorized credit charges up to credit card charges up to $50. The Electronic Funds Transfer Act provides the similar protections to debit and ATM users, keeping their liability at $50 or less, but only in certain cases. So this is something that you really need to be very aware of, America, is that when you use your debit card or your credit card, fraud, you need to make sure that you hold on to your cards. And look at your bank accounts every day if your debit card is attached to it, making sure if there's any transactions that are a little fishy, then you immediately contact your bank. It's very important because you are the only one that can watch this kind of stuff. I mean, there's LifeLock and stuff. You know, there's LifeLock and stuff like that out there. I'm not a real big fan of it a lot, but, you know, it's up to you. As a general matter, you are not liable for unauthorized charges. Keep that in mind. But if you lose your card, you may be liable if you don't report that card that someone's been using your account. And you've got to report it in a certain amount of a time, America. You know, we have to be a little bit responsible for what is going on in our lives as far as your debit cards and your bank accounts and things like that. A lot of people just think, oh, you know what, I'll just report this as fraud and then I'm not liable. And you would be wrong. You would be wrong, America. The bottom line is that you have to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. Because if they don't know what's going on, if they don't know what I mean by your credit, everybody knowing what's going on, I mean by your creditors. So, you know, it's important that you keep a handle on your cards. Make sure if you have a wallet or purse that you look and make sure every single day that your cards are in your wallet or purse. It's a pretty simple exercise, really. I mean, you just have to take a little bit of responsibility and just make sure that it's there and not count on the fact that somebody else is watching your back, because they're not. They're just not. And we want to make sure that, you know, debit card fraud and credit card fraud is completely different. And you need to understand that, because there are different laws, like we were just talking about, that govern different things. Okay, so it's so important for you to understand what's going on and what's going to be the best thing for you. So make sure that every day you get up, America, if you're using a debit card, like, by the way, that's what I think you should be using. I do not think you should use credit cards. We talk about this all the time. I don't like credit cards. They're the devil. But if you choose to be one of these people that must use credit cards, be smart about it. Pay them off every month. Do not let the interest rates get ahead of you, because they will. Make sure if you are one of the smart Americans that use debit cards, or even smarter, just using plain old cash, which I understand cash is kind of dangerous when you're out shopping and things. But the bottom line is that you still need to be responsible. And when we come back, we're going to tell you how you need to make sure that you're verifying your information on your debit cards. Because like I said, nobody else is going to do it. Now, as we go to break, here is another song from the late, great Whitney Houston, who passed away last Saturday. And we're going to talk about that in entertainment news. Very, very sad entertainment news. We lost another world icon. And all of our songs that we go to break to today will be from the late Whitney Houston. This is I'm Your Baby and I. Enjoy it. Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
How did you get out there?
Fire escape.
20 stories.
Your doorman's intimidating.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Parker.
Not much to tell, really.
Peter lives with his aunt and uncle.
Did you catch that spider guy yet?
No, but we will. This guy wears a mask like an outlaw.
I think he's trying to do something maybe the police can't.
Can't?
You know, if you're gonna steal cars, don't dress like a car thief.
You a cop?
You seriously think I'm a cop in a skin tie, red and blue suit?
Who are you? I know it's been rough for you, Peter.
I forgot all about that thing. It was your dad's.
Your father was a very secretive man, Peter.
Dr. Connors, I'm Richard Parker's son.
Your father and I were going to change the lives of millions, including mine. Extraordinary. How did you come up with this?
There's a rumor of a new species in New York. It can be aggressive if threatened.
I gotta stop him, because I created him.
That's not your job.
Maybe it is.
Of New York's finest versus one guy in a unitard.
You can dance. I'm ready.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream.
Mmm.
Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile.
Ooh, ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%?
Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasFunding.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasFunding.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137-773.
America, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to join us live, you can reach us at 619-638-8513. Don't miss our special song pick of the week in memory of the late Whitney Houston. This is her hit single, Every Woman. Also coming up later in the show, OTEP fans, win a copy of New Word Order, OTEP's new poetry book. Stay tuned for details. Now back to the show. We are talking about debit card fraud. And what we were talking about, America, is that if you are using a debit card, you need to make sure that you are protected. Because there are circumstances where you would not be. And a lot of people think that they are, and they're not. And we want to make sure that you are protected. So let's get back to this really quick. The next time you pull out your plastic, make sure that you have it in your wallet and your purse. Because a lot of people are under the misunderstanding that if you're carrying a credit card, make sure that you understand that you still could be liable for fraudulent charges if you don't follow the rules. The Fair Credit Billing Act limits liabilities for unauthorized credit card charges, not debit card charges, up to $50. The Electronic Funds Transfer Act does similar protection to debit and ATM users, keeping their liability to $50 or less, but only in certain circumstances. Certain cases, you will be liable for the entire amount. So, you want to make sure that you're not liable for unauthorized transactions. So, if you lose your card, you need to report it immediately to your bank. Now, if you're using a debit card, which, as you know, that's what I suggest you do. And once again, if you want to follow along with what we're reading, it's go to CreditTalkUSA.com, CreditTalkUSALive.com, click on topic, and you can read from the topic we're reading from, which is CreditCards.com this today. And it's entitled Debit Card Fraud. So once again, you want to make sure that you report your debit or credit card missing immediately. Also, if it's a debit card, it's attached to your checking account. You know, there are several banks that will notify you by text message that your card has been used. It'll tell you the dollar amount, and you'll know if you're sitting at work and it shows your debit card was used at Taco Bell. Let something do better. Boston Market, a little bit healthier. But anyway, if you're sitting at your desk at work and your debit card or credit card is being used, then you know it's not you, and you should call immediately and report it lost or stolen. All right. If your report is missing, if you have not reported your card within 2 days of discovering the loss, your liability is capped at $50. Remember, you must report it within 2 days of discovering the loss for unauthorized charges. However, if you don't report the loss within the 2 business days, you can be held liable for $500. $500, America. If you don't report unauthorized charges within 60 days of receiving a bank statement, let's back up. This $500, the $2 deal, is for credit cards. 5 or 60 days is a bank statement. Okay, so you have a little bit longer on a debit card, but you want to make sure that you report it immediately. Immediately, America. It's so important that you report it, because if you don't report it, they don't know it. Once again, you can join us live in the studio at 619-638-8513, 619-638-8513, and you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio and every Thursday at 11 a.m. Now, we need to take a break, and as we go to break, one more time, this is letting you hear Whitney Houston, It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Whitney Houston passed away this past Saturday. We'll go into more depth of this sad, sad, tragic news in our entertainment news. Once again, if you want to listen to us live, you can call 619-638-8513. If you want to talk to us on the air, call the same number, hit 1. It'll let us know you want to be live on the air. Also, OTEP fans, coming up, enter to win her new book, OTEP's new poetry book, New Word Order, coming up within minutes. All right, America, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's not right, but it's okay. I'm going to make it.
Why not enjoy a wedding Whitney's way?
Whit, you can't wear white to a wedding.
Oh, such a stupid rule. What, does the bride think the groom's going to get confused and marry me by accident?
You date that girl who's really loud.
Whitney, some of the cupcakes are missing. Wow, you're on fire tonight.
Whitney, Thursdays after The Office on NBC.
I vow to live within the warmth of your heart.
I promise to never forget that this is a once-in-a-lifetime love.
Security. I now pronounce you man and wife.
Hit, run!
Life's all about moments of impact.
You want to go see a movie?
No.
Move in. Yeah.
And how they change our lives forever. What if one day you could no longer remember any of them?
in the hospital. You were in a car accident.
Any pain?
My head hurts.
I'll get you something for that.
Was anyone else hurt, doctor?
Hey, you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're my doctor.
She doesn't remember me.
Her memory is going to improve with time.
Come home with me. We'll figure this out together.
I don't know you. I barely even know who I am.
I need to make my wife fall in love with me again.
Mondays.
What do you have for us?
A Star is Born.
Every day is so wonderful. And suddenly.
She's an actress, not a waitress.
Hard to breathe.
I think she's a star.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't you bring me down today.
There's something about her. She glows.
Smash sets the new standard. It's the most original, most buzzed about new series.
It's showtime.
Academy Award winner Angelica Houston. Emmy winner Deborah Messing.
That was great!
Broadway sensation Megan Hilty and Catherine McPhee.
This is who you are now, a star.
From executive producer Steven Spielberg.
I'm gonna make it hot and dirty,
Dad. MASH, Mondays, 10, 9 central on NBC.
Amazing voice. That's the late Whitney Houston. Our show is a tribute to Whitney Houston today. And all of our songs that we go to break to will be from the late Whitney Houston. I still cannot believe I'm saying that. We'll talk about an entertainment news in depth about her tragic passing. And I'm sure you've heard about it, but we'll bring you in up to date of what we know. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I'm your host, John Atchley. 25 years in the credit and debt industry is what you get when you listen to this show. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio and every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We would like to welcome our listeners in Russia, Indonesia, Africa, and the UK, and everywhere in America. This show is now heard worldwide, and we are greatly appreciative of that, America, very, very much. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can follow us at CreditTalkUSA.com. The really cool thing about our new radio show being on Blog Talk Radio is you can go back at any time, morning, noon, or night, 365 days a year, and you can listen to our past shows. So, you know, before where we were on it Saturday at a fixed time and interrupted your weekend, at least now you can listen to us at your leisure. And I really enjoy that because you can send us emails at CreditTalkUSA.com and we do respond to them. Today we are talking about debit card fraud and how it is different from credit card fraud. And it is very, very important that you know the difference, because if you don't, it could end up costing you hundreds of dollars. There's just no reason for it. All right, now it is time for our song pick of the week. This is normally set for a new song that I think is going to go number one. It either is number one, or has gone number one, but we are doing a different kind of song pick based on, well, for the memory of Whitney Houston, the late Whitney Houston, which I can't believe I'm saying. However, in keeping with the tradition, this song is number one on the charts. In Whitney's passing, her greatest hits album is number one. And this song, I Will Always Love You, is number one on the charts also. So here is our song pick of the week for Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live in tribute and loving memory to the late, great Whitney Houston. Take a listen.
Should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
all right, America, that was our special song pick in tribute in loving memory to the great late Whitney Houston, and it was called I Will Always Love You. This is You Give Good Love, and we need to take a break, and when we come back, we will continue to talk about debit card fraud. If you would like to join us live, you can call 619-638-8513. Remember, if you're not listening to the show live, calling that number won't do you any good. That number is only good during 11 a.m. to 12 noon Central Standard Times on Thursday mornings. If you'd like to join us live in the studio, call that number, 619-638-8513. Hit 1. That'll let us know that you want to talk to us in the studio. Once again, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Here's Whitney Houston.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137-773.
You'll find a lot of good human beings in this courthouse and a lot of talented lawyers. Mr. McDear is both.
I'm a defense attorney. We need to talk about what happened.
Can you help my son?
Try. I'm on to something, if I'm right. We need experts, research, backing only a major firm can provide.
Andrew tells me that you're interested in our offer. Congratulations. Your firm just became associated with the best litigation house in town.
He works with us now. Whatever he learns, I learn.
You joined a firm.
Those firms are for people with a pack mentality. We dare ever find the truth everyone in this room is going to present.
I found something. I'm not sure what.
A woman is dead. I want to know the truth.
They'll kill him. Find out where he is.
Abby, you need to get out of here.
What?
I don't know what your boys are looking for.
You have to go to the police.
Abby, someone just tried to kill me.
The firm. A new chapter begins. Sunday, January 8th on NBC.
I think we should lay down some groundwork.
I think we should.
I don't think we should tell her that we know each other.
Let's stay out of each other's way. Just let her decide.
May the best man win.
For the last 20 years, I've been traveling around the world as a reporter. But when I'm in New York, I'm pretty much a creature of habit. I go to the same barber. If I'm not on the subway, I ride my bike all around the city. It's definitely a little dangerous sometimes, but it's the best way to beat the traffic. Every day in New York is different. You never know who you're going to meet. How you doing? What you're going to learn?
Best haircut ever.
What you're going to step in. That's what I want my daytime talk show to be like. An adventure with interesting people, compelling stories, every day.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Why not enjoy a wedding Whitney's way?
Whit, you can't wear white to a wedding.
Oh, such a stupid rule. What, does the bride think the groom's going to get confused and marry me by accident?
You date that girl who's really loud.
Whitney, some of the cupcakes are missing.
Wow, you're on fire tonight.
Whitney, Thursdays after The Office on NBC.
Mondays.
What do you have for us?
A star is born.
Every day is so wonderful. And suddenly.
She's an actress, not a waitress.
Hard to breathe.
I think she's a star.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't you bring me down today.
There's something about her. She glows.
Smash sets the new standard. It's the most original, most buzzed about new series.
It's showtime.
Academy Award winner Angelica Houston. Emmy winner Deborah Messing.
That was great!
Broadway sensation Megan Hilty and Catherine McPhee.
This is who you are now, a star.
From executive producer Steven Spielberg.
I'm gonna make it hot and dirty,
bad. MASH, Mondays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
Thank you.
Not America. Welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is the amazing late great Whitney Houston off of her last CD, I Look to You, and this was her hit single, Million Dollar Bill. Coming up in entertainment news, we'll tell you about the tragic loss that everyone in the world is still feeling today. Let's get back to the show. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And we are here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, live and heard worldwide. Thanks to you, America. Thank you so much for telling your friends and family about us. Because of you, we are the number one credit show, and we do not take that lightly. Let's get back to the show. We are talking about debit card fraud. Remember, debit cards and credit cards are two different things. So you need to make sure that if you are using a debit card, which I hope you are, that you're more diligent in making sure that you are not a victim of fraud. So once again, if you have a credit card, you have 2 days to notify the bank that your card was lost or stolen so that you were only liable for $50. If on a debit card, you have 60 days of receiving a bank statement, or you could be liable for $500. All right. While banks can't penalize you for being careless with your debit card or leaving a piece of paper laying around with your PIN number, there may be unauthorized charges the bank can hold you responsible for. For example, when the disputed charges were made by a friend or a family member, it gets a little murky. Merely knowing the suspected predator would not result in the cardholder being held liable for the fraudulent transactions, says Lisa Westerman of Wells Fargo. However, if a customer ever gave his or her PIN to the fraudster, we may decline the fraud claim. So there's the thought process right there. Don't ever give your debit or credit card, your credit card to anyone. And surely don't give your damn PIN to anyone. Also, coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to tell you how you can win a free copy of Otep Shemaya's new poetry book, New Word Order. New Word Order, coming up in 3 minutes. Stay tuned, Otep fans. We're going to tell you how you can win a copy. If you'd like to listen to the show live, 619-638-8513. 619-638-8513. All right. Bank procedures are going to vary on this. Through banks can only by law hold you liable for $50 if you report the unauthorized transactions in 2 days. Most will not hold you responsible for anything if it turns out fraud was committed. Now remember, that's going to vary based on each bank. Each bank is going to have its own policy, and if you know anything like what I know, banks are not your friends. They don't normally do whatever's in the best interest of the consumer. Customer service days at banks are, pretty much over, in my opinion, most banks. However, there may not be enough time to eliminate financial strain, since an unauthorized ATM or debit card transaction can leave a customer's bank account drained. To ease some of the pain, many banks provide provisional credits in the amount of some or what was taken while they investigate the claims. Here's what the banks do, okay? When Michael Austin was in Austin, this is somebody who emailed us. He noticed that unidentified charges of about $110 after this debit card was skimmed at a gas station. Then his bank restored the entire amount the very next day, he says, which is really good. Now, I've even encountered using my debit card at a gas station. You have to be really careful when you're at a gas pump and you put your card in the machine make sure no one's standing around you watching you enter your code, because there are people out there that have equipment that they can take and they can retrieve what your zip code is and what your PIN number is and what your card is, and then at a later time go back and do unauthorized charges. And you want to make sure that you're not a victim of this. Wells Fargo provides a credit within 48 hours of the discovery of the breach, while Bank of America provides credit within 24 hours, and J.P. Morgan Chase within one business day. Banks also vary on the procedures consumers must take to report a claim. For example, Capital One requires their customers submit a claim in writing before provisional credit is granted. However, if an investigation finds that fraud was not committed, the customer then is responsible for paying the credit back. There are some banks out there, America, that will require a police report. Yes, a police report. Real quick, let's take a break from talking about this. And if you are an OTEP fan and you would like to win a copy of OTEP's new book, New Word Order, then get ready to call this number, and the 10th caller will get the new poetry book. Get ready, everybody out there. Call 619-638-8513, 619-638-8513, 619-638-8513, if you would like the chance to win a copy of OTEP's poetry book. Now, we're going to take a really quick break and let you hear Million Dollar Bill again by Whitney Houston, and then we'll come back with entertainment news. Here we go. Remember, if you want to win a copy of OTEP's book, the 10th caller wins a free copy of New Word Order. New Word Order. Call 619-638-8513. 619-638-8513. When we come back from this commercial break, we will tell you who the winner is.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Need you desperately, so here I
All right, America, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I'm your host, John Ashley, and let's go to our phones and get our 10th caller. 501, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is David from Arkansas.
Hi, David. You calling to win OTEP's new poetry book?
Yes, I am.
And you are the winner, my friend. We have awesome. We have your number on caller ID, and we'll be calling you back to get your address address information. I apologize. Have you read her book?
I haven't read this one yet. That's why I'm trying to win it.
Yeah, it's so amazing. She'll be on our show in the next coming months, so make sure you stay tuned. She's going to be live with us.
Awesome.
How long have you been an OTEP fan?
Oh, years. Probably 10 years now.
All right, and what's your favorite song by her?
Adam to Adam.
Adam to Adam. All right. Well, we've got your number. The number you called from, is that the number we need to call you at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just don't want to say it over the air because we're heard worldwide, and you'll get a lot of phone calls if we do. So we're off the air in about 15 minutes, and we'll be giving you a call to get your address information. Thank you so much for playing.
All right.
All right, have
all right,
a great day.
You.
All right, America, let's go to our entertainment news. And as you know, our show is dedicated to the late, great Whitney Houston. It's a tribute and in her memory. Let's get to the entertainment news. Whitney Houston, at 48 years old, was found dead in a bathtub at her suite at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. Or actually, I think it's Beverly Hills. Last Saturday, hours before she was supposed to attend the pre-Grammys bash at Beverly Hills Hotel. Speculation has grown over whether the cause of death, which has been determined pending the outcome of the technology test that could have taken weeks. The entertainment trials and tribulations should not be the focus, which is what I agree with. I want to focus on the fact that she has sold over 200 million albums, countless number one hits. And yes, she had an addiction problem. A lot of people have problems. And that's not what you remember people by. You remember people by what they changed the world with. And she did that. And that's what we need to remember. She is an amazing, amazing artist. And she's going to be sadly missed. Her funeral this Saturday is going to be broadcast over the internet. The AP Wire is reporting that Whitney Houston's, let me read this, what it's saying. Saturday's funeral for the legendary pop singer Whitney Houston is expected to be made available for television and web streaming from the New Jersey church where she grew up. Houston's publicist says Wednesday. The services will be held at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark. Will be very smaller. And you know, what her family is saying is that they have shared Whitney Houston with the world for years. And they want her service. This is their time to grieve. They're grieving the loss of a mother. They're grieving the loss of a daughter, a grandmother. And it's just a very sad time. You know, we lost Michael Jackson. Now we've lost Whitney Houston. We don't know exactly what took her life. We may never know. You know, the toxicology reports, they're back. They just try to make Americans think that we're stupid. But really, here's the reason I think that they don't release this information right away. And they say it'll be 4 to 6 weeks. Is because the shock of losing such a world icon. I mean, she was performing just a couple of days before, and I'm almost speechless in talking about it. I was sitting at dinner with some friends on Saturday night, getting ready to go to a play, and it came across our cell phones and. We were all thinking, this is a hoax. this is not, this can't really. And then it was everywhere. So, sadly, it was true. We did lose an amazing lady. Heaven got another angel. When Whitney Houston sings, the angels weep. And she'll be sadly missed. Very sadly missed. This show today was completely dedicated to Whitney Houston. I'm not going to sit here and go over all the things that people are saying. I'm going to tell her mother, Sissy, and Dionne Warwick that you guys were all in our plans. I mean, not our plans, our prayers. And it's a very sad time in America right now where addiction is taking the greats. So it's very important that you... You know, the one thing that I don't understand and nobody's saying is that all these people, all these entertainers that are coming out and saying how close they were to her, where were they when she was in trouble? You know, it's widely speculated that she was worth $100 million, but she died broke. And, you know, I want to say to Bobby Christina, please get get people in your life that will keep you grounded. It is so important to have people in life that keep you grounded. Very, very, very important. I know a lot of people in the entertainment industry, and the money that these people make allot them a life that a lot of people never see. So as we leave the show today, we are going to play a few of Whitney's greatest hits. And please join us next Thursday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And at this time, I really don't know what we're going to talk about, but stay tuned to CreditTalkUSA.com and you'll be able to see. Here's Whitney Houston on this show for the last time, at least. You'll be sadly missed and will always be queen of the night. Have a good day, everybody.